Help is on the way for the Delta Farming Community's irrigation system. The city this week announced the acquisition of a $2 million grant through the BC government's Agricultural Water Infrastructure, AWI, program. The funding will serve as a catalyst for crucial upgrades to the local irrigation water conveyance system, the city announced in a news release. The AWI program, funded by BC Ministry of Agriculture and Food and delivered by the Investment Agriculture Foundation, aims to adapt to climate change by strategically investing in water infrastructure in agricultural areas. Farmers in Delta have helped feed BC families for generations, and making sure producers have access to a stable and secure water supply is key to the region and province's food supply. We've all experienced the challenges of extreme weather and climate change in recent years, and working together, we will develop solutions that help prepare for future harvests, and enhance BC's food security and communities, said Pam Alexis, Minister of Agriculture and Food. The funding will be directed towards vital upgrades along the South Fraser Perimeter Road Irrigation Canal, including a culvert upgrade under Ladner Trunk Road and 72nd Street. Additionally, the funds will contribute to the construction of the West Ladner Irrigation Pump Station. The total cost of the projects is approximately $4 million, with Delta's share set at $2 million. The city notes the enhancements are pivotal in maintaining a robust and efficient irrigation system. This funding is a testament to the collaborative efforts aimed at fortifying Delta's agricultural infrastructure. By investing in these vital irrigation upgrades, we not only enhance water security but also actively contribute to maintaining a resilient and sustainable local food supply. The City of Delta is grateful for the support from the BC government, and we are committed to utilizing these funds effectively for the benefit of our farming community, said Mayor George Harvey. At a meeting of Delta's Agricultural and Hunting Regulation Advisory Committee last fall, the Delta Farmers Institute's Peter Guichon told members of the Transportation Investment Corporation, who provided an update on the Fraser River Tunnel project, about irrigation challenges. Guichon noted there have been ongoing issues with the irrigation canal system that was built by the province during the construction of the South Fraser Perimeter Road. He explained that the canal was built on very soft soil and, over time, the upward displacement of the canal bed has resulted in a major capacity constraint in the irrigation canal. The city installed a temporary irrigation pump in the canal to boost the supply of irrigation water during the drought last year.